David Cruz with the Comstock Report. USDA left the bulls hungry with their empty March update. Their confidence in Brazil's soybean crop and some rain in the forecast for Argentina shuttered buying. Rain that is forecast there is not expected to have the coverage and intensity to be drought-breaking. There are huge differences in USDA estimates of Chinese corn stocks and those of the International Grains Council and the Food and Agricultural Organization. Those are sharply lower from the working numbers that USDA has claimed. USDA is off a lot, so far off that this is something that the Ag Secretary needs to fix. Dan Manaranak wrote in his Bare Knuckles Ag blog that he had questioned the USDA methodology as to their forecast of Chinese corn stocks and U.S. corn exports to China at the recent annual USDA Outlook meeting. He said, "I almost felt sorry for USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer, who took my question with a grimace. He gamely acknowledged that there were widely ranging approaches to estimating Chinese stocks, that the USDA had to deal with what he called a lack of transparency in the data coming from Beijing. He said China doesn't even officially report their ending stocks, and that other elements of their balance sheets regularly shift. As an example, he noted that they insisted they would not allow imports to exceed their tariff rate quotas, TRQs, and that USDA had to go by that until that changed. To me, it was his diplomatic way of saying that their WASD math often raises valid questions, but they were constrained by USDA policy to abide by numbers and policies China claims at any given time, whether the math works or not, until Beijing changes them. Beijing is dragging USDA economists around by the nose. I was asked by a subscriber what a TRQ was. Trade reduction quota. Beijing slapped retaliatory tariffs on U.S. soybeans and other commodities in response to the last president's trade war and tariffs that he has imposed on them. A TRQ is issued to a state or commercial entity to allow them to import our products without the tariff. They get to import a quantity tariff-free. The problem with these discrepancies between USDA numbers and reality is that farmers depend on USDA for their information and for that info to be accurate. They misconstrue these numbers for expected Chinese buying as forecasts, and the TRQs issued by Beijing follow their commercial action as the caboose after the business has been done. China gets to buy cheaper that way. The funds had a better read on Chinese demand than USDA had had. The worst of it is that Beijing knows how the USDA processes work and have been taking advantage of them. They know that they won't count exports until they officially issue the TRQs. China used the lack of transparency in the USDA process to steal farmers' grain going on since last summer. I was told from private sources late last summer that China would buy 20 million metric tons of our corn when the USDA said they would buy 6 million. That means they were only 550 million bushels off. On the hogs, the basis between cash and futures markets is almost aligned. It came together almost entirely from the higher cash hog market. USDA made a mistake and somehow came up with some improved reported trade volume. Hams are where they are because of Easter in Mexico. Bellies are where they're at because bacon demand is unbelievable. Loin demand is going to improve because spring grills are being fired up early. The standard packer for a packer like Tyson was $10.94 a head, according to Dow Jones and Iowa State University data, while the margin for an integrated packer like Prestige Foods is making $71.48 a head. If it takes $40 a head to run a plant, that means a non-integrated packer like Tyson is having to squeeze cattle feeders using those record margins to make enough to run their pork plants. I think that pork product prices can go higher as packers trim the kill seasonally. That should help support hog prices. On cattle, the beef product market has had to retreat to find the level that retailers will come back to after beef literally priced itself out of the market. Hopefully the correction in beef pricing will lead to a featuring after Easter. The U.S. trade balance for beef has been positive with exports up and imports down. That improvement occurred during a period of dollar weakness. We hope that the recovery in the dollar doesn't change the trend for the U.S. beef trade. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.